Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Wednesday, May 18th. Today on Forbes, wave of layoffs at startups foretell a slow summer for venture investing. Yesterday, we told you about some venture capitalists who are seeing opportunity in the current downturn. Today, we pull back a bit to look at the broader picture of venture investing. For the past couple of years, startup founders got used to the love they received from venture investors, who seemed to be climbing over one another to secure deals. Alas, that was so 2021. The love fest appears to be over. Venture investor Dharmesh Thakkar, a general partner at Battery Ventures in Boston, told Forbes, quote, "It just dried up overnight. It's left many founders in a state of shock." It's also left many startup employees without jobs. So far this month, more than 5,400 workers have been let go, according to data from layoffs.fyi, a website that tracks tech employment. That's more people in 2 weeks than were cut in any full month since January 2021. An internal poll of Andreessen Horowitz's portfolio companies, shared with Forbes, showed that more than half of them are pulling back on 2022 hiring. Celebrity shoutout app Cameo, which announced it was cutting 87 employees, or one quarter of its workforce, and consumer product seller Thrasio, were among the companies that blamed their downsizing on decisions to hire too quickly during better times. So was Robinhood, the asset trading app, which said at the end of April it would let go of 340 employees, or 9% of its staff. Record investment created a boom that seemed as if it would go on forever. More than $329 billion was poured into U.S.-based startups last year, nearly double the then-record amount of capital deployed in 2020, according to PitchBook. Startups are learning the hard way that what goes up too fast often comes down even faster. With the world's economy buffeted by Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine playing havoc with stock and energy prices, the worst inflation since the Reagan administration, and a worldwide pandemic that doesn't look like it's going away, investors have suddenly put the brakes on. Money going to startups in the first quarter of 2022 was down to $70.7 billion, 26% less compared to the previous 3 months. It's unclear whether this is a bump in the road or a washout, but market participants told Forbes to expect at least a slow summer for VC investment. Redpoint Ventures Managing Director Tomas Tunguz says, quote, "No one knows where the market is anymore. 6 months ago, the recommendation was for every company to try to grow as fast as you can. Today, I think with more companies than not, we're being conservative in terms of hiring and burn." A skittishness has wormed its way into the industry. That sentiment is evident among companies in venture firm Andreessen Horowitz's portfolio. A survey of its company's CEOs distributed this month in a private social media group found that more than half were pulling back on hiring plans for the rest of 2022, according to a copy viewed by Forbes. Of the 90 respondents, 43% said they were slowing down hiring, 6% were freezing hiring, and 2% were letting workers go. On the flip side, only 8% of CEOs said they are planning to accelerate hiring. The remaining 41% said they would make no changes. For full coverage, check out Kenrick Kai's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.